Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's producer Dan. Here is your podcast for April 1st, 2020. On the show today, Kennedy lost one of the puppies that she's been fostering. Luckily, there's a happy ending there. If you missed our interview with the mayor of Revere who shamed his citizens to going inside with a bullhorn, we're going to replay that interview because it's fantastic. We open the phone lines to nurses who are on the front lines fighting COVID-19 so they could call in and tell us what their day-to-day life has been like. They are heroes and we thank them. And Caroline Lunny from The Bachelor calls in and gives us her experience of testing positive for COVID-19.
I had an unusually good day yesterday, you know, in spite of everything that's going on. We had something happen and it was just like good to see somebody's spirits lifted. And Kennedy kind of knows this story. My mother-in-law was sick and she went and got tested for the coronavirus and thankfully she didn't have it, but she was still really, really sick. And she had quarantined herself in her building. And so she hasn't been out of her building in probably a month now. So think about how long have we been holed down now for a couple of weeks, Dan, right?
We've been going to stores and we've been having that ability
right.
with people in your house.
Or like going for a walk or whatever. Here. She had I think it was pneumonia is what she had. So she's been in her house and she lives in a 55 plus retirement building and it's a one bedroom, but it's a small one bedroom. And she couldn't really go into any other parts of the building because she was sick. She didn't want to get anybody else sick. She didn't want anybody to get her sick. So for the past month, she's been holed up in that house. And we have friends that live on our street, and they are actually at their house down in South Carolina. And what's that beautiful island where your mom lives, Kennedy?
She lives on Folly Beach.
Yeah.
James Island.
No, Kiowa or something maybe.
She lives on Kiowa?
Yeah.
They don't live there.
They have a house there.
Okay, don't. Same difference, Carson.
Yeah, yeah. It's a rental property, but they go there and they stay.
It is a wonderfully lovely place. My dad had a place there.
Yeah, it's really pretty. So they have a house at the end of our street, and it's this big, beautiful, empty house with a backyard. And so they said to her yesterday after finding out that she had been kind of down in the dumps a little bit, they're like, we're not going to be home for like another 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something. So why don't you just go stay at our house?
That is the nicest thing ever.
Just feels so much better being in a little bit more of an open space.
Yeah, it was a huge difference. And in fact, we had to go over there because the power had gone out and there was some issue with the Wi-Fi and the cable and all that stuff. So we went over there and, you know, we're still being socially distant. So that was kind of weird. That's the first time we've seen her.
Did you make her go up in the bedroom and then you stayed downstairs and cleaned everything?
Well, no. So the house had been empty. So we all kind of got there at the same time. So the house had been empty for a month as well. And so she got there, we got there, we just didn't hug, we stayed 6 feet apart, all that stuff. You know, she hasn't seen anybody, so I know she's fine. I'm actually, the only person I'm worried about is me, because I'm the only one that's come close to seeing anybody other than my wife or my son, right?
Yeah.
But you could just see, like, her spirit being lifted, that she was finally able to.
That makes me so happy.
You know, and I just, I think that's the one thing that's tough right now. If you're cooped up in a little space and you can't get out, if the weather's crappy or you're elderly or whatever. So it's just kind of good. You could see the difference in her. Like, she was happy to just be up and, like, doing the laundry. And getting caught up on Tiger
King.
Little things that
make us all feel normal.
Right. And did I hear you lost a puppy yesterday?
Okay, so I took the puppies out in my backyard for the first time. You know, taking them outside is always funny because grass feels weird on their feet. And they're like, where am I? What's happening?
What is this?
And then they figure it out and run around. And Elvis is out too. And I'm trying to keep an eye on Elvis because he's just not... He's not gelling with these puppies. He usually is fine. And for some reason, these puppies, he's not. So I'm trying to keep them separated. And they were all in the backyard, and my eye on one, and then the other one kind of went up to Elvis. They're all sort of looking at him like the mom, and they want to nurse still, you know, is what I think. So they're trying to get up under his belly, which he doesn't like. And so one of them got too close.
I don't like that either.
And he, right? Who would? And he barked at him, just really, really loudly, scared her to death. And she started screaming. Now, those of you who've been with the show have heard the screaming. It can be very, very loud. And right. it sounds like a child being hurt.
It's an infant crying.
So I had her in my arms and I'm holding her, trying to calm her down. And my neighbors across the way come outside on their deck and we can all see each other. Mm-hmm. From our decks over the big fences that we have. And they were like, is everything okay? The husband was. And I'm like, yes, I'm so sorry. I have these puppies. I've just had, they're 6 weeks old and she's a little dramatic. I don't know what else to say. And then I realized I couldn't find the other one. And I am freaking out because my yard is completely fenced in. There's right. one tiny hole, but I have it covered up with something. And so they're like, can we help? And I'm like, I don't know, because I'm freaking out. So I bring the one dog back inside and put it in the enclosure and then go back outside. And they have gone into other people's backyards.
It's amazing.
Like they were looking.
Yeah.
And I finally found him way underneath my porch or my deck, I guess. And I mean, they just stood there waiting until I was all done, just making sure I was okay. And I wanted to cry because I've just never had neighbors that cared about me except to complain about stuff.
No, we don't do that here.
I mean, and I just felt like so at ease. I was like, now I know 4 neighbors.
Now they know who let the dog out.
Indeed. But they were just, they couldn't have been more kind. Like, I think they were really worried that someone was being hurt and they wanted to help. And that, that just made me feel so good.
Mm.
So all right. The puppies are here and accounted for and having second nap.
So Mimi's happy, puppies are happy, Kennedy's happy. Everybody's happy this morning. Everybody's happy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo did something that we think is fantastic. And listen, sometimes drastic times call for drastic measures. I mean, we just heard the story out of the Satter House in Revere where you have 5 residents that have just passed away, and they're saying at least 4 of the deaths are related to the coronavirus. And you're just getting people to try and pay attention. They're like, hey, this is really important. You need to stay home because you don't know if you have it. You don't know if you're transmitting it. We have a lot of people that are very susceptible to this. It affects the upper respiratory. It's a very dangerous virus. So first, I want to say good morning, Mayor. And I want to ask you where you came up with the idea to get out there with the bullhorn and talk to people on Revere Beach.
Yeah, good morning. And, you know, we've seen a significant increase in our positive cases. Last week we just had 8 cases. We're now up to today, we have 113. It was clear to us that that too many people weren't taking the guidance seriously. And we were trying to brainstorm and some ideas of how to get some more attention and really bring it to a basic level of, you know, I said, why don't I get a bullhorn and just jump in our mobile city hall van and remind people that they should be social distancing, that they shouldn't be congregating. You know, on Friday, last Friday, it was a pretty nice day, and it would have been a nice beach day any other May or March.
Right.
It would have been a great beach day. We're not in normal times, you know, and I just want to remind everyone that if they can, to please stay home. If they are out, to practice social distancing, and please don't congregate, especially on Revere Beach. I know Revere Beach is the best place in the world and the most beautiful place to take a walk.
It's gorgeous.
Unfortunately, we don't want you for now. We want you to come back in July, maybe for the Sand Celtic Festival. We want people to come back in August when the weather's a little bit nicer. But right now, it's not normal times, and we do have to take drastic measures. And grabbing a bullhorn is a little drastic, but, you know, whatever we need to do, whatever I need to do to get the message out to my residents to keep them healthy and to make sure that they're staying home, I'm going to do that.
So once you did this, what did the people say? Did you get any calls to the mayor's hotline?
So we've gotten a few calls.
Because there's always that guy.
I had some great conversations with people just reminding them. You know, I had my second grade teacher was out walking, and she, you know, she has a heart issue. She said, I need to walk. The gym equipment in my building is not being used. We're not allowed to use it.
Right.
I needed to get out and get a walk. And I said, just please, you know, practice social distancing. Don't get too close to people. But the number of people who were surprised that there were so many people on the beach was really kind of shocking to me, because, you know, we're trying to remind people to stay home if they can. And I think people just, you know, humans have natural habits, and a habit for the folks in the Revere area is to go down the beach on a nice day and take a walk. And you know, we just want to make sure people know that this is serious, and it has impacted folks on the beach. The Jack Satter House, my heart goes out to everyone in that building and everyone who's been affected. You know, we now have five deaths in the city of Revere from COVID-19. We have, like I said, 113 cases right now. That number will go up. We've seen our numbers go up each and every day. So, you know, we're trying to just get the message out that people should stay home. If they can't stay home, they can even call we do have a hotline, 311 in the city of Revere. Mm-hmm. We're making food deliveries. We're providing wellness checks, and we're calling seniors just to see if they need anything. But, you know, we're here to support people who maybe can't stay home, right? If they have to go out, right. want them to be safe.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We have Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo on. Did Annie have a question for the mayor?
She does. Mayor, I have to tell you, first and foremost, I am a South Shore girl through and through.
Here we go.
But I do, you know, you're okay in my book. Even though you're from Revere, you know, you're the North Shore guy, you're okay in my book. I want to know, with the weather, you know.
He was worried about that, I'm sure.
I really had to get that out. Thank you so much for understanding. with the weather kind of, you know, it's been gray and rainy, do you think that you'll have to do it again this weekend? Do you think that people will start to kind of get the message more seriously now?
So we've been looking at the forecast. I know, I think on Monday looks like one day that may get up to 65 or 70 degrees. We're keeping an eye on that. We've also been in touch with our partners at the state level to make sure that they know, you know, at the end of the day, the beach is owned and operated by the PCR, which is a state office that runs and operates the beach. So I've been in conversation with the governor, just letting him know about what we're seeing on the ground and what precautions we need to take, because the last thing we want to do is again have folks in the community spreading the virus, and we've seen what happened at the Satter House. And one other thing I have to say is that the businesses on the beach have been great. Kelly's Roast Beef has really stepped up. We had conversations with them, some difficult conversations about their operation and that they had people congregating around, and they've been more than willing to step up, and we really appreciate that. I appreciate that. I know the residents appreciate that for helping to make sure that we're all healthy.
Well, we want to help too, Mayor. And so we have the Revere Mayor on, Brian Arrigo, and producer Dan has said, you know, listen, you shouldn't be the one that have to go down to the beach and yell at people with the bullhorn.
You're a busy man.
So he has offered, and he's put together a demo reel of what it would sound like if he went down for you. Take a listen.
Hey, hey, hands off the swing set, Margaret. Parks are closed. That's right. You've seed your last saw until 2021. I think Dora's exploring something. Go inside and watch it. It's a pandemic. Come on. Hey, 6 feet apart, Romeo. That's not social distancing. I see you over there. It's not a Niall Horan song. Keep your slow hands to yourself. 6 feet, 72 inches. Go hold her hand virtually with a TikTok or a fire emoji or whatever you do. Social distancing. All right, break it up, break it up. You think I don't know what 30 red solo cups in a semicircle means? I've lived. No social gatherings of more than 10 people until further notice. What, you think I'm happy? They closed the flea market. That's where I get my pants. I got so many friggin' holes in my Levi's, I look like I should be in Tiger King, kid. If I tell Mayor Arrigo you're out here stanky-legging and Dougie and heads are gonna roll. Roll! Everyone who is not a seagull, get the hell off the boardwalk!
What do you think, producer Dan? If you need him, he's there for you.
You know, we've actually got a sound truck. We're looking for some folks to maybe get the message out. We want to get it out in multiple languages. Those are some good messages.
I also speak Polish.
He speaks North Shore and Polish.
All right, Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Mayor.
Listen to what the mayor is saying. Stay home. It is the best for everybody. Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks so much. And I just have to say one quick thing. My niece, Ani, had a birthday yesterday. She turned 9. I just want to say happy birthday, Ani. Sorry we didn't get to celebrate it all together, but happy birthday.
Kennedy, and here's the funny story. You want to talk about a small world. Ani is, like, his family is related to friends of ours, Ani and Torin, her brother. Torin plays lacrosse with Parrot.
Small world.
Of course.
Small
of course.
World.
Yeah. So
small
anyway.
World.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mayor. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you want to invest in the stock market, Kennedy, I'm going to give you my insider trading tip. Are you ready for it?
Didn't they stop that? Like buying? Oh, just certain stocks. Go on.
No. The stock market is still open. When they had the crash, you know, when it drops more than like 7% or whatever it is, they do a pause.
I got an email yesterday that said you can't buy this stock.
No, that was a company stock. Yeah, that was just for us here at the radio station.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, if we want to invest, I say invest in alcohol, Kennedy. Alcohol sales in the United States, listen to this, they are skyrocketing. Sales were up 55% overall for the week that ended March 21st. Liquor sales went up 75%. Wine was 66%. And beer was 42%.
Okay, but here's a question for you.
Yes, Kennedy.
So initially, they thought that those would not be essential buildings and then they would be closing. So do you feel like people made a run and
no.
then they won't be needing
I feel
as
like
much?
I'm drinking more. I
really?
Think, yeah, I just think...
The only time I drank was on my birthday. I haven't had a sip since.
I'm the opposite. I've been drinking way less.
So, I've been home earlier in the day. So, you know, normally I don't get home till 1, 2, 3 o'clock. I've done the gym. I pick up Bear from school, but now I'm home at like 11 every day. And then I'm just sitting around and by 3:30, I'm like, hey,
might as well.
Yeah. I just don't drink
think I might have an IPA right now.
Yeah. I'm used to like going out and being with people and I'll party hard on like a weekend.
Dan.
But now the last 2 weeks I've drank once on the deck with my cousin.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. All right, let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. You know, I love to do this. Celebrities, they are just like us, especially during this time where everyone is quarantined. You know, they have the same problems that we do.
Of
and
course.
That does not exclude the Kardashian-Jenner clan, regardless of how many people they have might helping them. They find homeschooling hard. Kim was on The View yesterday and talked about her newfound respect for teachers.
I mean, the kids just got on spring break. Thank God, being their teacher, too. My newfound respect for teachers. They deserve so much. It's been tough juggling it all. And, you know, you really have to put yourself on the back burner and just focus on the kids.
What she's never done in her life. How many nannies does she have?
I honestly don't know. It's hard to tell. I mean, on this show, do you see nannies, Annie?
No, they try not. They wouldn't get them in the shot. They don't get their assistants in the shot either. But, I mean, regardless of the help that they have, I think that it's still, still
Kylie
difficult.
Kylie brings that kid to work. Rise and shine.
And Kim has 4 kids. I mean, it's still a lot of work.
Rise and shine. So there you have it.
I was talking to a coworker of ours, Kennedy, and... we're going to be, I'm moving home to do the show out of the house, and he's also moving home to do the show out of his house, and they have two or three kids and in like an 800 square foot apartment, and he was just talking about the process of like trying to work out.
Oh my gosh, I know who you're talking about.
Right, so he was like, I'm going to do the first half of the show from my living room, and then at like 8 a.m. when the kids wake up, I'm going to move into the bathroom.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
He's going to do his morning radio program from his bathroom because
that is dedication right there.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, we're all doing it from weird places. I'm seeing, you know, radio people from all the world who we're friends with.
Yeah.
The interesting places that they're setting up in their home to do this.
Yep.
I'm
going to be moving into a monogramming studio tomorrow.
Is that what you're doing downstairs?
Yeah, I think so. I think
that's a great idea for
you. We're still figuring it out. We had a long conversation about it yesterday. So for right now, anybody that's listening, so Kennedy's at home in her living room. Annie is there. They're being socially distant in her house.
Yeah.
Dan is still here, and I'm still here at the radio station.
Dan is the Iron Man.
But they want everybody out of the building, as many as possible. So I'm moving out today. I'll be doing the show from my house tomorrow, and then Dan will take over here in the studio. He'll be the last man standing. He is
Don't forget
Will
your
Smith.
Headphones. Don't forget your headphones under mic cover because you don't know where that mic came from. All right. I've got some good news for you. Vanessa Bryant is honoring her late husband, Kobe. 2 months after his tragic death, she's taken to Instagram to celebrate the release of his new children's book, The Wizenard Series, Season 1. She posted a promo clip that shows off the cover of the book along with the phrase, "Sometimes winning means defeating yourself." Mm. In the background, there's a black and white image of a baseball hoop and a boy with a basketball. The new book is the latest installment of the Wizenard series, which helps kids teach kids lessons by combining Harry Potter and basketball. I don't know what this means, but I'm reading this book.
Those are like my two favorite things in the entire world.
Season one follows a 2019 debut edition training camp, a New York Times bestseller published by Kobe's own Granity Studios. So look out for that. Might be something to buy for the kids while you're at home. And more in the terms of celebrities just like us, sometimes you got to give your sick kid a bath.
Yep.
And sometimes you just need to sing to him to make it all better. Here is Pink.
Bath time at the Heart House. You ready for Gospel Sunday? Mm. Joyful, joyful.
Oh.
Joyful, 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 joyful.
That's right.
Joyful, joyful.
Red, blue.
Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts and full life flowers before thee. Healthy as the sun above, bear the clouds of sin and sin and drive the dark of death away. Give her of and more.
Let your mom sing. Don't interrupt her. What are you doing?
With the light. Fill us with the light. Oh,
sing it.
With the light of day.
Go ahead, sing it, both of you. Let's go.
Wow.
Mom.
You sing all the time. Just give me the
Mom,
duck.
Go to work. What are you doing home?
Oh, it's so good.
Don't you have somewhere to go?
And real quick, we told you the other day about Lady Gaga's dad, Joe Germanotta, starting a GoFundMe page trying to raise $50,000 for the employees at his Manhattan restaurant, Joanne's Trattoria. However, Lady Gaga didn't know anything about it, and she's not happy.
Uh-oh.
Sources say she had no idea what he was doing and that that idea would have been shot down before he even finished bringing it up, and it happened on her birthday. Neither she nor her mom Cynthia would ever have let that happen. It was him acting on his own. Unfortunately, it was a really bad influence. Of course, he received a ton of backlash, especially since most people called the fact that his rich and famous daughter could afford to help him out. Joe has since removed the page and has seen the error of his ways. It was a stupid and embarrassing mistake. He saw other people getting into the spirit of giving and generosity and somehow thought that applied here. It had more to do with the spirit of a belief that he needed or deserved financial help to pass on to his employees. And just because Lady Gaga has money doesn't mean she gives it to her dad.
Yeah, I never made that connection.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know he wants to do it on his own.
People are just sitting here saying rich people should be giving more.
Yeah,
sitting on Twitter waiting for the next celebrity to say that they're donating.
We all should be giving more.
Yes. Right.
Even if it's just ordering takeout from your favorite restaurant.
Yes.
We all need to be doing something. All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, we're going to talk about Harry Styles, Annie.
Please.
We're going to talk about his quarantine. We're also going to talk about how he feels about canceling his tour. And got some news from Boston Calling. I'll give it all to you.
Give her all the more. Fill us with the light.
They're soap in my eyes.
It's getting cold. Get a conditioner.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Obviously, yesterday with the press conference that the president had, it was probably, you know, a little bit tough to see and hear if you watched it or if you did miss it. He said, listen, the next couple of weeks are going to be the toughest couple of weeks we've ever seen as a country. It's going to be very difficult. There's going to be loss. It's going to be sad. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel, we hope, and we can get there. And the way that we can do that is to keep the social distancing. And if you're, you know, working on the front lines in healthcare, we'd love to hear from you this morning, just how you're doing, how you're coping, what it looks like for you now with all of the changes that are happening. It's 617-931-1234. Gina is from Peabody. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
So you work in home care community as a home care community nurse. What does that mean?
It means that we see clients in their homes on a daily basis to administer their medications, wound care, chronic respiratory, cardiac issues, anything that you would see in the hospital. They're just stable enough to be at home, but they require nursing almost every day, if not twice a day.
And how has it changed? How has it changed for you in the past couple of weeks?
It's changed so much because you can't just walk into a client's house now, wash your hands, and say good morning. You have to put on your mask, your full protective body wear, your shield, and then you have to treat. And these poor people, they're already in isolation as they, a majority of them live by themselves. So they spend most of their time in isolation, and sometimes the only visit they get a day is from the nurse.
Right.
So that makes them so happy. And then you walk in, and you're, looking like, you're a foreign alien. And a lot of them have mental health issues, so they don't watch the news.
Right.
Or they don't listen to the radio, and they don't understand the severity of what's going on in the world. This is so serious, and for the people that think that, it's not, it's so, so serious. Even nursing school for years ago could have never prepared me for this. People are just contracting and dying, and it's just so, so sad.
What would you say to people? Because I still feel like there is overwhelming thoughts that it's just the flu. The flu kills this many people a year. It's not going to affect me because I'm not older. I'm not. I don't have respiratory issues. Still saying I can do whatever I want. What would you say to those folks?
They're misinformed. Stay home. The majority of the deaths that we're seeing is between the ages of 30 to 50 with no pre-existing medical conditions at all, such as, that they're totally fine, running their normal, 5 miles on a treadmill, and the next day they can't catch their breath, they have a fever, and they're being put on life support, and sadly, a lot of them are not surviving. Mm. So it takes no prisoner.
Just so I'm clear, you said 30
to 50. Right.
Wow.
30 to 50 seems to be a huge, in the community where I live, we are seeing a huge amount of people in that age group test positive, and some of them that are needing ventilators.
Well, Gina, thank you for what you do. We appreciate you being on the front lines of this, okay?
Honestly.
Thank you.
All right. Keep your head up. Keep your head up, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Okay. You too, Gina. I mean, it's just a perfect example. Let me see.
My heart.
I know.
Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Yes, hi. My name is Alex.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Very good, thank you.
So you deal with potentially COVID-19 patients all day?
Yes. I work for Exeter Hospital in New Hampshire, and I work for the respiratory unit.
And what has it been like for you every day going to work?
It's a lot of people, very scary, you don't know if you are going to get it today, or if you you will see somebody who you love or somebody who you know getting it. We are trying to be positive. We are trying to, keep it calm for everybody. But we are seeing a lot of people stressed and a lot of people having anxious attacks, thinking that it's the coronavirus. But actually, I know now that I'm in air, I can tell you then one of the symptoms for the coronavirus is if you are losing the smell.
Yeah, they say the smell and the taste, right. Yeah, we've heard that.
Exactly.
What did you want to ask, Kennedy? I'm sorry.
Well, I just wonder, what's it like for you when you get home every day? Do you have to... My sister works in this industry. She has to take all of her clothes off. She can't hug her kid, runs to the shower. What's it like for you? And how do you feel when you, can finally lay down and have some peace?
So, for me, it's been kind of, really sad because I live in New Hampshire. My kids are with my ex-husband in Massachusetts. They are in Durham. So until all this finish, I won't be able to hug and see them. So my boyfriend, I can see my kids. I can do video calls and, and just saying hi every Tuesday and Thursday. It's really sad that I can't even go and hug them and see them because, all this going on. Then my boyfriend is at home. He worked for cartels and they closed down. So when I get home, we have the routine. I leave my shoes outside in my apartment building. I have a little paper saying, like, please do not be near my shoes. I work at X-ray hospital.
Right.
So everybody know in the building then can be near my shoes. I get in. I have, like, a towel ready. He put a towel ready for me in the door. Or dry it and wash it out near to the door as well. So I get everything out. I don't touch anything. I throw it in the washing machine. I have, like Lysol spray. I spray my backpack where I have my stethoscope and my stuff.
Wow.
And then he go to the room, and I just walk to the bathroom and take a shower. Then after that, I'm okay.
Well, I just want to say thank you. I know everybody listening to this is just like has no idea of what it is that you're going through every day. Just to be able to walk back into your apartment to be around your boyfriend or to sacrifice not being with your family. So thank you so much. You're a hero to all of us. I hope you know that.
And trust me, guys, it's like everything is going to be okay. The only thing that we need from you guys, we are doing that movement. We're being in the news also, my department.
Yep.
We need everybody to stay at home. We need everybody. If you go to Walmart, if you go to any grocery store, if you go to the gas station, just wear a mask, wear something in your face.
Yep.
Be 6 feet apart from everybody. Because what happened is, like, if everybody is together, the coronavirus is so tiny, and the spore gets stuck in your clothes or in your hair or even in your skin. So wow. That maybe you don't feel it in the moment, but you will feel it like 14 days later, you know?
Mm.
And it's crazy.
It's a lot. No, I know. And you're probably like, it's nice to talk to people too, I'm sure, as well. Well, thank you for calling in. And we appreciate you listening to the show. And we appreciate what you're doing every day, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. And please be safe.
Oh, yes, we will.
I know that, like, you know, we will be all together in this pretty soon.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. You just forget about that stuff, right? Like, just...
It's like a full-time job for her to even go home.
Right.
For her to have to take off her shoes and put it somewhere and then have her boyfriend waiting so he can take off, you know, her scrubs and she has to shower and...
She can't see her kids.
Yeah. It's just...
I don't even know how you do that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, so Harry Styles reveals that he is writing new music, Annie.
He is.
While in quarantine, he's actually stuck self-isolating. So here's what he had to say about self-isolating.
First we coming home and it got all a little sketchy with the flight, so I'm here now. I was supposed to be coming back because I was starting tour in 2 weeks.
Mm.
So he also talked about having to cancel his tour and how he feels about that.
It's obviously disappointing, but same thing. It's like not even close to being the most important thing at all right now.
Mm.
And even within just the touring thing, it's harder for people who were like already out on the road, I think, who had to kind of bring everyone home.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, I think everybody understands. It's not really like there's anything you can do about it. And I think the most important thing right now is to keep everyone safe.
I've put in requests to every artist, Kennedy, to try and get an interview because I'm like, oh, they're not out touring right now. They probably wanted somebody to talk to.
It would be great to have them sing us a little song from their living room.
That's what I'm saying. So it is
Kennedy,
out there.
He canceled the entire thing. He didn't postpone any dates.
Postpone. Postpone is the word I'm reading here.
Because he was supposed to be, he's coming to the Garden on the 18th, I believe, of July.
It was supposed to kick off in April. So
yeah.
He's going to go ahead and postpone that. And I think we're going to see a lot of this once perhaps we make it clear and that people feel that they can do this again. It's going to be a rush to see who gets the Garden first.
I can't wait to hear live music. I would just pay $1 million to sit at a bar and hear live music.
October is going to be lit at the Garden. That's all I'm saying.
Litty
September,
city.
October, best months.
All right. And the organizers of the annual Boston Calling Festival announced yesterday they would cancel this year's event. They say after several weeks of consultation with local and state authorities, we've made the difficult decision to cancel Boston Calling. Mm. We are heartbroken. However, the health and safety of our audience, artists, partners, vendors, first responders and staff are of the utmost importance to us. We felt this was the only acceptable way to move forward. Of course, it was set to be held at the Harvard Athletic Complex in Cambridge on Memorial Day from May 22 to Sunday, May whatever that is.
And it was like big rock bands. So you had Foo Fighters, Chili Peppers.
Rage Against the Machine is who I was excited
for. It's a big year every year, it seems. And
well,
so
this was a definite shift for me this year, I thought. They really switched kind of the indie vibe that it has been over the years to bring in some of the big like rock, classic rock bands.
They had Travis Scott last year.
Yeah.
Eminem, Travis Scott.
Yeah, but they're Either way, it just felt like a little bit different to me.
Either way, it looks like it is canceled. It won't be postponed. It won't be coming back. And John Mayer, Carson, the other day you brought us a story.
Yes.
And it was a story about a wealthy man by the name of David Geffen.
Oh, yes.
And he's worked hard for his money. All right?
Okay. Yep.
Start at the bottom, now we hear.
Love that for him.
However,
Do you want to tell what the story is before?
Yes, of course. Geffen had took to Instagram to share a photo of his $590 million super yacht.
That's not excessive.
Which is where he was doing his social distancing.
I think it's called like sunrise, sunset or something like that.
He said sunset last night. Isolated in the Grenadines, avoiding the virus. I hope everyone is staying safe. He, of course, worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 billion. So, okay. John Mayer will probably not be invited to Mr. Geffen's yacht anytime soon because he went on Instagram and he's saying this.
Now let me flex these specs. 450 feet, 6 or 7 decks. You can try to stretch your neck and see all this stuff around me. I don't give a heck because I got a drone shot on my yacht. It's all I got. I'm all alone on the water. Drone shot on the yacht. It's all I got. I'm all alone on the water.
Yeah, he
straight to number one.
So he said, "If it's stuck in my head, it might as well be stuck in yours."
Do yourself a favor. Just go on social media and search for David Geffen Super Yacht and read all of the comments that people are saying because people are so funny.
He had to make his Instagram private because they were roasting
him. He did, Dan. You're exactly right.
Amazing.
And by the way, that's not a drone shot of his yacht. That was taken from the helicopter
that sits on its
yacht. Yeah, he has a helicopter that sits on his
yacht. I know he does, but is that what took the picture?
Yes, it was.
For $600 million, you could have a helicopter inside of a helicopter.
Yeah, so the helicopter wasn't on the yacht. That's how you know, because normally the helicopter sits there and you can see it.
But that's not as good of a song. Helicopter shot on my yacht.
Yeah, I'm going to go with drone.
Yeah.
If anyone knows, it's John Mayer. Yeah. So.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie, of course, it always comes back to The Bachelor. It all comes back to The Bachelor, doesn't it, Annie?
It always does, Carson. You're right. All roads lead to, in fact, The Bachelor.
So, you know, we had a big party over there at the TD Garden for the Bachelor finale. Annie's obsessed. You know, Annie watches it every week. She reports back to us on all of the nonsense because it is garbage television that we love to hear about.
Exactly.
And so we had the big party for it, and we had a couple of the ladies that were on The Bachelor. One of those was Caroline Lunny. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Hey, Carson. How's it going?
We're doing good. We're doing good. So I get a text message from Caroline, and she's like, "So I just thought I would let you know I have tested positive for COVID-19 for the coronavirus." And immediately I went, "Oh my gosh, we just had a big party. All of the ladies were there." It turns out that your doctors didn't actually think you got it there. It was like a week or a week and a half later while you were traveling. But I guess I just want to ask you first, how are you feeling? How are you doing?
So, yes, I'm feeling great, actually, which is weird because I have COVID. So I was expecting I think I thought I didn't have it because I thought I was just being a little like hypochondriac and like a little like feeding into the paranoia of COVID-19, you know? And, but it turns out, so I'd originally gotten my test results back and it said like negative, but that was for influenza A, B, and RSV. And then a couple of days later, my doctor called me, or actually he called my mom, and my mom's like, "Caroline." And then I could like tell in her voice and I was like, "Yeah." And I laughed when she told me, like, which is so weird, but I panicked and I didn't know what else to do. So I laughed because, you know, how are you supposed to react to finding out that you're a part of the pandemic?
So what made you decide to go get the test? And what was that like going to get it? Did you have to stand in long lines and such?
No, so they're great. They keep everyone in their car, and you know, to keep everyone safe in quarantines and whatever. So they someone in a hazmat suit comes out after a while, and they stick a Q-tip in your brain via your nose. And it's really like one of the most like uncomfortable things ever. But I'm really glad that I did it, obviously, because I found out that I have, you know, COVID. But I had a fever and I was very achy, and I have a cough. And I've had way worse like flus before.
Yeah.
Which is weird. You'd think, like, because people are dying. Like, my best friend's grandma just passed away from COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Which is so sad. It's awful. And so it feels weird because, you know, you don't really feel that bad. So people who are out there who are listening, guys, like, you can definitely have COVID and not feel like you're on your deathbed. So stay home, please. Like, just stay home. I don't think enough people are like really practicing social distancing. So
it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We have Caroline Lunny, who of course was a contestant on the 22nd season of The Bachelor. Also, you may have seen her on Bachelor in Paradise. Annie, you had a question.
Yeah, Caroline, I feel like one of the things that I've been hearing about is how difficult it is when you have to reach out and tell people. You know, that's really, it can be, I don't want to say embarrassing, but it seems like you kind of feel dirty.
Can be.
Yeah. And so I just want to know what that was like for you.
Well, so I actually haven't even announced on my Instagram, like, that I have COVID. I think I wanted to make sure that I made the rounds, like, made my phone calls, and I was like, hey, Carson, like, we were together. I have COVID. Like,
right.
I really wanted to make sure that, like, people didn't find out from my Instagram. So everyone that I, like, I don't really see too many people, so it wasn't that long of a list, luckily, but I'm kind of a social recluse sometimes, so that has benefits right now, because one, I'm used to this, and two, the list wasn't that long of people to call. But
I think so too, for you, in regards to us and the show and the party, like, that it was just you know, the pandemic was just spreading, and we had that party before
were all like, I don't want to touch. We probably shouldn't touch. And I kept my hands in my pocket.
Right.
And we asked the people to not get too close to the gals. And, you know, I think we were as safe as we knew how to be while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
So what did when talking to your doctors, I know you had to travel probably a week or a week and a half after that down to North Carolina. Is that when they think it happened?
Yeah. So I traveled that Friday to go help my sister move into her new apartment, and I think that it happened somewhere along the way there. But there also was this guy at the bachelor party who was kind of creepy, and when he like shook my hand, and I was like, no, we're not shaking hands, and then he open mouth kissed the back of my hand like he was some kind of like knight in shining armor, and I was like, ew, COVID. And he goes, don't worry, I'm not dirty. And I kind of want to blame that guy.
Just because he was doing what he was doing.
I don't know if there's a correlation to creepy and coronavirus, but I get where you're going, get where you're coming from.
I don't care if there's not a mask, like a pandemic happening. You never open mouth kiss the back of someone's hand the first time you meet them. That's so weird. And I was like, ew, don't. And he just was like, I'm not dirty. And I was like, that's not very promising, sir.
Oh, gosh, wild.
So I blame him.
Okay. Well, you blame whoever you want to blame. I don't mind. We're talking to Caroline Lunny from The Bachelor, who is a friend of ours. She obviously is from Massachusetts, from Holliston, and you know, dealing with the coronavirus. And I'm glad that you're doing okay. Like I said, it had to be, or like Annie was saying, it had to be a weird call. I know it was a weird when you sent me the DM and you were like, "Hey Carson," and I was like, immediately,
It feels weird. It feels
right.
Like she said, it does feel embarrassing, and it, like, not that I like am grosser, but I'm just nervous that no one's ever going to want to hang out with me ever again.
Oh, honey, I'm sure that's not
Caroline.
The case.
When this is all over, we'll go get a drink. It'll all be okay.
When this is over, it's going down.
Yes. Okay, cool. Thanks, guys, for making me feel
bet.
So good.
All right, Caroline, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Don't kiss anyone's hands.
We love you, hon.
That's gross. I definitely won't be doing that.
All right. There she goes. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you. Caroline Lunny from The Bachelor. Just, woof. Can you imagine having to make that call?
No, and that's, I feel like that's what people really kind of need to be empathetic towards as well. Right. It feels like you're dirty, that you're infecting people.
And you can just get it in a grocery store. It's not like you're doing anything terrible.
Exactly, and if you don't tell them, then they have the, you know, you never know. So it's important just to let people know.
Just be honest.
Certainly, without question.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.